turn back to Galatians chapter 2, that passage of Scripture I just read, I've entitled this message, What is a Christian? Now, every time we preach, that ought to be addressed, shouldn't it? What is a Christian? And I believe this Scripture answers that question as comprehensively as any place in the Bible. You can leave here tonight knowing whether or not you are a Christian. And I want to know. I want to know. And I don't want to presume it. I want to know from the Scriptures. I want to know if the Bible would tell me that I am, in fact, a Christian. What is a Christian? Well, I want to begin with this word in verse 16, knowing. Knowing. A Christian is one who knows something that all non-Christians do not know. Let me repeat that. A Christian is someone who knows something that all non-Christians do not know. Every Christian has this knowledge, and not one non-Christian has this knowledge. So a Christian is someone who knows something. Well, what is it they know? Let's go on reading. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Every Christian knows as sure as he's a foot and a half high that if salvation is in any way dependent upon some work he needs to perform, he will not be saved. Every Christian knows that. They know that if salvation is by works in any way, if any aspect of salvation is dependent upon me doing something in order for it to work, I won't be saved. Every Christian knows that. Go on reading. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. A Christian is one who has been justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. Not simply faith in Christ, as if our faith in Christ is the cause of our justification, but by the faith, the faithfulness, the obedience, the doing and the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look in verse 20. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now the Christian really believes that he's justified by the obedience, by the righteousness, by the doing, by the dying, by the complete work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He justified me. He was delivered for my offenses. He was raised again for my justification. And I love the way he says that we believe that we're justified by the faith of the Son of God. Every Christian has this high, glorious view of Jesus Christ. We really believe He's God the Son. We really believe that He's the Creator. We really believe that all things were made by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. We really believe that He is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of His person, who upholds all things by the word of His mighty power. We believe He's the Lord. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's Lord of creation. He's Lord of providence. Everything that happens, everything that is, He's in control of. Any germ, any chemical reaction, any a mathematical equation, whatever you're talking about, He's in control of because He's the Lord. We really believe He's God the Son, the mighty Creator of the universe. He's Lord of salvation. Hebrews 1:3, I love that verse of Scripture. When He had by Himself, no help from me or you, no contribution from me or you, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down. Why did He sit down? Because the work was finished. He's the Son of God. And we believe that we're justified by His faithfulness. We believe that He is Lord of salvation to this extent. He is salvation. I love saying that. He is. You know, there's things I love saying. I love saying Jesus is God. I just like the way that sounds, don't you? I just love the truth of it. Jesus is God. He is salvation. And we believe that we're not justified by our works, but we believe that we're justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. Look what he says back in 16 once again. A Christian is one who believes he's justified by the faith of Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ. We do believe in Him. We believe all of our salvations in Him, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, a Christian is someone who really does believe in Christ. I really believe. Every Christian really believes. He's completely relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my justification before God. I say this all the time, I know it, but I'm going to say it again. All my eggs are in this one basket. Got no plan B. Got no safety net. When He said it is finished, this is all my hope. When He said it is finished, my salvation was accomplished. All my sins were put away. You know, this is a comforting thought to think about. You know, before I was born, my sins were put away by what He did. They were all future at that time, and He put them away. We believe we're justified by the faith of Christ. What is a Christian? Let's go on reading, verse 17. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Now, to understand that verse, you need to look at it in its context. And every time we look at a passage of Scripture, we need to look at it in its context. Because some people say, well, if we're seeking to be justified by Christ and we end up being found sinners, if you're justified by Christ, you won't be found a sinner. Isn't that so? The key there is being found. You won't be found a sinner. But what's he mean? Well, look up in verse 15. He said, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. Now, you know as well as I do that he wasn't saying Jews by nature are not sinners and Gentiles are. You know he wasn't saying that. He said that so many times before. But what he's saying is, when he's talking about the Gentiles, they had no respect for the law of God. They had no respect for the Scripture. I mean, it was irrelevant to them. It wasn't important to them. And the Jews looked upon them as sinners. The sinners are the Gentiles. And we have the oracles of God. We have the Scriptures. The Scriptures to the Gentiles, the law to the Gentiles was irrelevant. And Paul said they're sinners. They have no respect for God's law. They have no... Just, do you have any... Do you care anything about the laws in China? No. It's not even an issue with you. You don't even think about it. It's irrelevant to you. Well, to the Gentile, the law was irrelevant. He didn't care anything about it. Now, what Paul is saying, if we seek to be justified by Christ, and we ourselves are found sinners like the Gentiles without any belief that salvation comes by the law, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? If we're justified by Christ, we're like the Gentiles. We reject salvation by law. The law or law-keeping does not save us. Does that make Christ a promoter of sin? God forbid. Far from promoting sin, Christ is promoting righteousness, since the only way it can be obtained is abandoning the law and embracing faith in Christ as your only righteousness before God. That's what that verse means. You examine it in its context. Now, later on, in Galatians chapter 5, he's going to be talking about people who seem to use grace as an excuse for sin. And he said, and he deals with that then, but that's not what he deals with here. He's talking about our rejection of the law. Verse 18. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Now, if I try to build up what I destroyed, salvation by works, by law, all I do is make myself a transgressor. Again, the strength of sin is the law. And here's what he's trying to get, not what he's trying to get to, here's what he's getting to in verse 19, and here's what a Christian is. For I, through the law, am dead to the law. A Christian is someone who's dead to the law through the law. Through the law being honored. Through Christ obeying the law. Through Christ answering the demands of the law against sin. Through the law. Oh, we love God's holy law. When we speak of God's holy law, it's never disrespectfully. We love God's holy law. But I love not being saved by my own personal obedience to that law. I love being saved by Christ. And that's what he's referring to. He said, I'm dead to the law. Now, if I'm dead to the law, you know what that means? It means I'm dead to the law. It has nothing to say to me. What's the law have to say to a dead man? Absolutely nothing. I'm dead to the law. It has nothing to say to me. Christ died. I died when Christ died. The law has nothing to say to me. I'm not under the law. Scripture says in Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. And here's how I come. You're not under the law. You're under grace. What a blessed place to be. Now, a Christian is someone who understands. He's dead to the law. I'm dead. Has nothing to say to me. I don't try to keep the law. I kept it. Are you saying it's okay to break it? You can just go ahead and break it? I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I'm dead to it. I'm dead to it. That's all. That's what Paul said. A Christian is someone who's dead to the law. If law has rule over you, you're under sin's dominion. You're under sin's control. The strength of sin is the law. And every Christian is dead to the law. But look what he says. I'm dead to the law that I might live unto God. A Christian is one who lives unto God. Romans 6:11 says, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I have life before God. When God looks at me, he sees someone who lives. Now, how is that? How is that? Well, let's go on reading. Here's what a Christian is. Verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. A Christian is one who is crucified with Christ. And this is what baptism depicts. This speaks of the believer's union with Christ. Now, notice the language. This is very important. It does not say that Christ was crucified for me. Doesn't say that at all. It says, I was crucified with Christ. When Christ was crucified, I was too. Now, what this is a reference to is the believer's eternal union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you really can't understand any doctrine in the Scripture apart from some understanding. Not that you understand it, you believe it. I don't understand union with Christ. I don't understand how I'm eternally united to Him and I've always been in Him. I don't claim to understand that, but I believe it. I believe it. But take, for instance, imputation. The Bible teaches that. Our sin being imputed to Christ, His righteousness being imputed to us. You know, if you don't understand union, that's not even fair. What if my sin was just tacked on you and you were punished for it? What if your sin was just tacked on me and I was punished for it? Well, where's the fairness in that? Is that the righteousness of God? But this is the mystery of union with Christ. Because I'm united to Him, my sin became His sin, just as much as it is mine. And His righteousness, because I'm united to Him, becomes my righteousness, my personal righteousness. Now that, isn't that glorious? I'm crucified with Christ. When Christ was crucified, I was too. When Christ lived, I lived. It was me. It wasn't somebody else. It wasn't just some kind of... He said to John the Baptist, thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Everything Christ did, He did it in us. When He did it, I personally did it. When He kept the law, I did. When He died under the wrath of God, I died under the wrath of God. When He was raised from the dead, I was raised with Him. When He ascended to the Father, I went with Him. I'm in heaven right now, united to my Redeemer. Now, I am crucified with Christ. Isn't it glorious? I am crucified with Christ. That's what we say in baptism. That's why I love baptism. When he lived, I lived. When he went under in death, I did. When he was raised up, I was raised up. That's all my salvation. And every doctrine in the Scripture can only be understood. Everyone, in light of union with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, here's what a Christian is. I live. Remember, he said, I live unto God. Nevertheless, I live. Even though I was dead and buried, I live. It's me living. I live before God. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, even though I live before God, right now I have spiritual life. I've been born of the Spirit. I have a new nature. It's me. I live. The Lord doesn't repent for me, I repent. The Lord doesn't believe for me, I believe. I live. But I love what He says next. Because even when I say that, I don't feel real comfortable with it. It's true. I live. I have life before God. Yet, it's not I. I know that. It's Christ that liveth in me. I don't give my works. I don't give my free will. I don't give anything about me the credit for what I do. I live. I believe. I love. I repent. I have hope. I love that message Donnie Bell preached a couple of weeks ago on faith, hope, charity, these three. I've got faith. I believe the gospel. I have a hope in Christ. I love Christ. I love His people. I have these things, but these things are exotics. They don't come from the natural man. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I believe, and it's Christ in me. I feel so much more comfortable with that. Turn with me to John chapter 3 for a moment. Hold your finger there and turn to John chapter 3. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they're wrought in God. Any deed I have is wrought in God. He did it. Christ liveth in me. My faith is not the product of me. My love is not the product of me. Every Christian knows that. You know that. You know it's so. You don't have to be convinced of it because you know nothing like that could ever come from you. You know that, don't you? Christ liveth in me. Notice too, Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Note that the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You know, the Christian's a human being. He's a human being. He's in this thing called the flesh and all that that means. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. A Christian is someone who's in the flesh. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And all the weakness, all the sinfulness, all the insecurity, all the bad things that you can say about the flesh, all the character flaws, all the sinful propensities, all the afflictions, all the emotional problems, all the doubts, all the fears, all the unbelief, it's all there, isn't it? I'm in the flesh. A Christian is a human being with all the hindrances that being a human being is. Of Christians in the flesh. But there's still a life that we have in this flesh. He said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. There he repeats that again. But the life that I now live in the flesh. Now in the flesh, I've got a life. The life of God in my soul. And this is what causes me and every other believer. And remember, I'm asking what a Christian is. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about every Christian. Every Christian has a life in the flesh, the life of God in their soul, that causes them to be poor in spirit. At all times, they have nothing before God. All they have is Christ. They'd never make any other plea. The Christian is one who mourns over his sin all the time. He's meek before God. A Christian has this life that causes him to hunger and thirst after righteousness. He knows he can't produce it, and he hungers and thirsts after the righteousness of Christ. A Christian is merciful. Man that's not merciful is not a Christian. A Christian is pure in heart. He's been given a new heart, a pure heart, the work of God's grace, the clean heart that David prayed for. The Christian is a peacemaker. And the Christian is someone who's persecuted for righteousness. This is his life in the flesh. A Christian has love, joy, and peace, the fruit of the Spirit toward God. He's got long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness towards men. This is the fruit of the Spirit. He's got faith, meekness, and temperance in his own self. This is the Christian. He has a life before God. He's in the flesh, but he has the life of God in his soul. And this life we live only by the faith of the Son of God. This life we now live is wholly a result of His faithfulness. And the scripture I thought of when I was thinking about this concept of living by the faith of the Son of God. I love that scripture in 1 John 1:9 where it says, if we confess our sins. Now you remember that scripture? If we confess our sins. What's it say next? It says He is merciful and gracious to forgive us of our sins. No, He is merciful and gracious, but that's not what it says. It says He is faithful. You see, He determined to forgive that sin before you ever committed it. And He gave you the confession in the first place. And He's only acting in His faithfulness. He is faithful. And He's just to forgive us of our sins. His justice is honored because of what Christ accomplished. Oh, truly, we live off the faith of the Son of God, don't we? We live off His faith. Don't you have to believe? Yeah, you sure do. You got to believe that. We live off His faithfulness. We live off His faith. The faith of the Son of God. How we delight in living off Him. So, a Christian is one who lives by the faith of the Son of God. What is a Christian? Let's go on reading. I love this. What is a Christian? He says, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave Himself for me. What is a Christian? He's someone who Jesus Christ has loved. Behold, I have loved you with an everlasting love. He is someone that Jesus Christ has died for. A Christian knows all of his hope for salvation is here only. Christ loved me. And He gave Himself for me. That's the only hope I have. That Christ loved me. And that He gave Himself for me. Now, you know as well as I do that universal love, which is what most preaching is, God loves everybody, Christ died for everybody, God wants to save everybody, that's preached, I believe, by probably 90-95%. Who knows? I mean, it's what's preached. Man, God loves you and Christ died for you. You know you won't find one place in all the New Testament where the apostles or the prophets or anybody else said to an unbeliever, God loves you and Christ died for you. You won't find that one single time. You see, universal love and universal redemption makes this verse meaningless. How can He love you and give Himself for you and you wind up in hell anyway? Well, that's dishonoring to Christ, and that's a denial of the gospel message. This is the assurance of the believer. Christ loved me. Christ died for me. Well, does this discourage people to say He didn't die for everybody, that He just died for believers, that He just died for the elect? Does that hinder us in preaching the gospel? Not at all. Not at all. I can say to everybody and anybody, if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. I can say to everybody and anybody, He promised, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's God's promise. A Christian is somebody that Christ has loved and Christ died for. I love what John, the Apostle John, said, called himself. He called himself that disciple that Jesus loved. I wish I could talk about my great love for Him, and I do love Him. Lord knows I love Him, but I feel ashamed for it. I love Him a whole lot more than I do. I love Him to the point where I'd never sin again. That's how much I love Him. I'm sure. But oh, His love to me. That's the most amazing thing. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. What is a Christian? A Christian is someone who Jesus Christ loved. Having loved His own, He loved them to the end. A Christian is someone Christ died for. Christian, verse 21. A Christian is someone who doesn't frustrate the grace of God. He says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now, he doesn't mean God to be frustrated. He wants to give you grace and you won't let Him, and that frustrates Him. He's not able to do His will. He doesn't get to do what He wants to do. You know it doesn't mean that. The word frustrate is nullify, make void, make meaningless. And this is something a Christian doesn't do. He said, I don't make meaningless. I don't nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness, and this is what I need, righteousness. This is what I need more than anything. Righteousness. A righteousness that God is pleased with. A righteousness that God accepts. A righteousness that's nothing short than the righteousness of God Himself. I don't have confidence in anything else, do you? Righteousness. If righteousness came by the law, if God gave it to me because of something I did. And that's what righteousness means, coming by the law. God gave me righteousness because of something I did. I achieved it. I earned it. I did something to make it mine. If righteousness came by the law, then what Jesus Christ did was a waste of time. He died to no purpose. He died in vain. If there's any way that I can obtain righteousness by something I do, the death of Christ was meaningless. Now listen to this. A Christian is one who knows that Christ did not die in vain and that righteousness comes wholly by His death. That's what a Christian is. He knows that righteousness comes to him wholly, 100%, because of the death of Christ and no other reason. Now that's what a Christian is. Are you a Christian? Well, Do you know what the world doesn't know? That a man can't be saved by works? Do you know that you can only be justified by the faith of Christ? That's what you believe. You believe in Christ that you might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Are you dead to the law? Are you dead to the law? You see, because of what Christ did, all the law has been answered. You died with Him and the law has nothing to say to you. You don't attempt to come into God's presence by law. You're dead to it. You're dead to the law, that you might live unto God. Do you understand that your salvation is being crucified with Christ? Not just that He died for you, but you died with Him. Union with Christ. That's all your hope, is being this great, glorious, mysterious truth of union with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, do you understand this? I live, but it's not me. It's Christ living in me. I don't give my works, the faith I have, the love I have, the repentance I have, the zeal I have, whatever I have, the fruit of the Spirit, the Beatitudes, the blessed, whatever I have, and every believer has it, whatever I have, it didn't come from me. It's Christ living in me. I wouldn't dare give my flesh the credit for any of that. It's the work of God, and it's the work of God alone. And here's my only hope. Am I a Christian? Well, it's my only hope that Christ loved me and gave Himself for me. That's all my salvation, and it's all my desire. That's everything, that Christ loved me, and that He gave Himself. Oh, think of that! He gave Himself. What greater gift could there be? He gave Himself. Do I know that the only way that I have righteousness is not by the law, but by the death of Christ? Oh, the cross of Christ is everything. Now, can you say yes to that? My beloved friend, you are a Christian. You're someone God has saved. You are somebody that God is for. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. Lord, how we thank You for the Redeemer. How we thank You for Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and made us kings and priests unto Thyself. How we thank You for Him who lives in us. How we thank You that we're justified not by our works, but by His faith. And Lord, how we thank You that He didn't die in vain, that righteousness comes to all for whom He died. How we thank You that we're dead to the law. And Lord, let us believe that. Let us rest in that, that we're dead to the law by the body of Christ, that we might live unto Thee. Oh Lord, that we might be Christians indeed. Bless this word for Your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We got the closing hymn.